This is VK6ARN News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 28th of April, 2024. Now on with the show.
Time is passing quickly, and as the sun doesn't stop rising and setting, it's time to dust off your calendars. Grab a permanent marker and write it in. The NCRG Ham Fest is on again come August 25th, 2024. You won't be surprised to find the event at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. What else do we love about Ham Fest? The raffle. This year the raffle will have four prizes. An Andrews Communication voucher worth $2,000. A Yaesu FTM 300, $699. A Yaesu FT70DR worth $299. And if Yaesu isn't your brand, there's a $100 voucher from Horizon Antennas. Tickets are $5 per entry, available for sale across New South Wales, the NT, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and of course, Western Australia. You'll have to wait another month or two for the raffle start date of the 25th of June, with the raffle ending at 12 noon on the 25th of August at the NCRG Hamfest. Start saving, with full details appearing on the NCRG website before the raffle starts. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. 7-3.
I was talking to a group of amateurs recently, and as you do, you talk about anything and everything. I like those discussions, and every now and then, a pearl of wisdom emerges. The discussion covered a range of subjects, as that kind of meandering discussion does. However, a theme that popped into it a few times went along the lines of, yeah, that might be interesting, but I don't like so-and-so, so I don't get involved. And that's fair enough to a point. I mean, we all know someone who's like fish paste, you know, a little bit goes a long way. Or there's that someone who has a serious case of foot and mouth disease. We all have our likes and dislikes, just as Coco, the Lord High Executioner in the Mikado, had a list of those who would not be missed. We tend to have our own personal list of people we don't like, or at least those we'd rather avoid. It wouldn't surprise me if I were on a few lists. It doesn't bother me if I were, except for Coco's list. I'd rather not be on that one, as those on it were likely to be ticked off in the event he needed a convenient victim for execution. Awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block. Back to the discussion. In one of my rare moments of clarity, the thought occurred to me. Hang on a minute, it said. Amateur radio is very much like your family. You've got no choice about who's in it with you. The more I thought about it, the better it fit as an analogy. We can't choose who else gets into the hobby of amateur radio, just as we can't choose who our relations are. What we do about the dilemma is what defines us as individuals and groups. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Good morning, campers. The month of May is not far away, and that means it's time to mark on the calendar the third annual Southern Electronics Group Mayenup Ham Camping Weekend of the May 17th to 19th. If you haven't been before, Ham Camping is a casual weekend getaway for hams and other registered HF users like AusTravelNet and VKS737 and their significant others to drag the swag, the van or the tent down to Mayenup Sports Ground for a weekend of radio and social activity. There's plenty of room to camp. There's some big trees to throw a line over, hot showers, a camp kitchen, terrific fire pit to sit around after dark, and of course, time to sit and chat over the weekend with like-minded radio enthusiasts. Food and drinking water is BYO. The kitchen and amenities are powered, but there's no power available for campsites. It's been known to rain, fog, and then bright sunshine, often on the same day, so you need to come prepared. Camping is the usual low price of $10 per person per night. There'll be a square card reader on the weekend available, and SEG can take online payments. Boyart Brook has a great car museum and other attractions if you want to visit town 15 minutes away while you're here. We maintain a Ham Campsion Facebook page for up-to-date information, and you can contact me at VK6EK, that's Victor Kilo Sierra India X-Ray Echo Kilo at gmail.com. We hope to see you there. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80 metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kilohertz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com. Or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
Good morning, fellow amateurs. I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to Helpline for the 14th of April 2024. Unfortunately, we have no items this week because I don't have access to Roy's list. If you'd like to send items in for next week, please send it into newswest@vk6.net. I'll say our email address again, newswest@vk6.net. Thank you.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West linked repeater network and HF relays.
Well, time flies. It really does. It's the end of April already. There's a lot planned for amateur radio in Western Australia over the next several months. Today you're hearing from Glenn about Hamfest and the NCRG's raffle, and I'll remind you shortly about Hamcamption. Something we should think about already is the Remembrance Day contest. It's in August. We've seen the Northern Corridors Grit come second in the multi-operator section of the John Moyle contest, and this is evidence that a well-organised station with a roster of operators and little to distract the operators can put in a respectable effort, and I'll talk more about the RD in later weeks. It looks like Perth Tech is on again, and it will be in September, and I promise you it won't be on Grand Final Day. Coming up soon is Ham Campshin, a weekend in the bush. Here's what Darren VK6EK says about it. And unfortunately, it's in my voice, not his. But let's just pretend. Just a reminder that it's 3 weeks to Ham Campshin that may end up. Ham Campshin is a casual weekend getaway for hams and other register HF users to set up some radios or just enjoy talking to other hams about their equipment. There's a powered kitchen with fridges, stove and microwave if you wish to cook your meals. There are hot showers, and if you don't want to drag the van or set up a tent, there's room in the shed for a swag. I'm hoping the fire season is open because at present it's very dry. And there's been no rain yet, and so we may not be allowed to have the fire pit. Although we may be able to get a permit. Well, I hope we can. Camping is $10 per person per night. Darren has a swipe card reader, so you can pay with your card or cash, and please pay on arrival. Darren will be there to take your money. Please bring your own food and alcohol, beverages or not, and your own drinking water. The water in the tanks at the venue is not guaranteed safe to drink, although it's fine for showers. And if there's enough interest, Darren will talk to Bert from Bert's Garage in Boyup Brook, where there's a car museum with an old radio display, and arrange a time for him to open up for us. And that was from Darren VK6EK. And that's all I've got to deliver to you this week. So have a good week in amateur radio. Don't forget to switch on your radios and make some noise.
Foundations of amateur radio. A great deal of energy is expended on the notion of operating portable. I've talked about this plenty of times. Issues like power, antennas, suitable radios, logging, transport, and time of day all come to mind. Some activities are framed specifically as portable operations. Things like Summits on the Air or SOTA, Parks on the Air or POTA, Worldwide Flora and Fauna or WWFF. There's field days, portable contests, and specific activities like the 2014 activation of Foxtrot Tango 5 Zulu Mike on Amsterdam Island, and the 2016 activation of Victor Kilo Zero Echo Kilo on Heard Island. I mention those last two specifically since I had the distinct pleasure of meeting those teams and had the opportunity to interview each amateur whilst enjoying a typical Aussie barbecue. I'll point out that no shrimps were thrown anywhere. You can find those interviews with Foxtrot Tango 5 Zulu Mike and Victor Kilo Zero Echo Kilo on my website at vk6flab.com. Each of these activities are framed in the context of the activity, as in, you climb a mountain with a radio and then you make noise. That's not the only way to go portable. One of my friends checks into the weekly F-Troop as a portable station most weeks. Glyn, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Alpha Whiskey, gets in his car, drives to some random location, and participates from wherever he happens to be at the time. In doing so, the radio part of it is the add-on between leaving home and arriving at a destination for a cup of coffee. Charles, November Kilo 8 Oscar, works all over the United States. When he checks into F-Troop, he's rarely in the same place 2 weeks in a row. In between work and sleep, you'll find him activating a nearby park. He's been doing this for quite some time. Whilst this is a POTA activity, he finds parks that fit into his life, rather than point at a park and make a specific trip there to activate it. Before I continue, I'd like to mention that I'm not dismissing making a specific trip. Far from it. The point I'm making is that making any such trip is extra work. It's an added activity in your life. Whilst entirely enjoyable, there's plenty of times when that's just not possible. Instead, I'd like to look at this from the other side. Both Glyn and Charles have a radio with them, perhaps not all the time, but often enough that they can activate their station when they happen to be in a suitable location. I've similarly put a radio into my luggage when going on a holiday. It might transpire that it stays there, or it might be that I happen to find a picnic table at the side of a water reservoir that happens to be in the shade and just begging to try a radio at. In other words, if you have a radio handy, you can handily use it when the opportunity comes to pass. So, what do you bring with you? If you're like Charles, you'll have a QRP radio, a Morse key, a battery, and a wire antenna. Glyn has a vertical that lives in his car and the radio is bolted in. For a while, I had my radio permanently mounted in my car, and I suspect that will return there in the not-too-distant future. It was removed for a service that involved the transmission being replaced after it failed after only 140,000 kilometres on the clock. Thankfully, a fellow amateur had a spare car we could use, but I wasn't game to drill holes for an antenna, and I'm pretty sure they were pretty happy about that. The more I look at the activities that others report on, the more I have come to realise that the people who get on air the most are the ones who have found a way to weave radio into their day-to-day life, rather than rely on specific amateur radio activities and plans. I confess that I miss sitting by a local lake making noise, or finding a random car park with shade that is just begging for someone, anyone, to turn on a radio and have a go. So, how do you approach radio in your life? And how might you find ways to incorporate it into the gaps? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.